Chapter 1. The Burn Pit.
Brittany Young is a unique 16-year-old girl growing up on the island of Maui. This beautiful island is one of the 8 that make up Hawaii. It's small enough to drive around in less than a day. Maui has more than 100,000 residents, and Brittany considers herself lucky to be one of them. This lively teenager enjoys all that Maui has to offer. She loves to surf, snorkel, paddle, and barbecue at the beach. She also loves Maui's world-famous sunsets. Brittany's college plans will likely take her to mainland America. Still, the spirit of the islands will always be with her. When you meet Brittany, the first thing you see is a cheerful, easy smile. Her life seems carefree. But she has actually been through some tough times. When Brittany was only 7, her life changed forever. The date was May 24th, 1997. It seemed like a normal spring day. 7-year-old Brittany was returning from a birthday party. The Young family car turned on to Cook Road. Once there, Brittany and her brother Jake made their usual request. They wanted to walk the rest of the way home. The Youngs lived on a mile-long, dusty road. The road was dotted with houses, each hidden behind eucalyptus trees.
Brittany and her brother Jake stand in their front yard.
Mrs. Young pulled over, and Jake jumped out of the car. Brittany was right behind him. Jake was 9, 18 months older than his sister. The two seemed attached at the hip. Mrs. Young called out to Brittany. She reminded her daughter to put her shoes on. "Jake doesn't have shoes on," Brittany argued. Before Mrs. Young could reply, her two children were off and running. The two of them soon passed an old protea farm. In its day, this farm was beautiful. Protea are one of the world's most unusual flowers. They grow especially well in the Kula area of upcountry Maui. Kula, where Brittany lived, sits on the side of Haleakala, which is a volcano.
A protea flower in full blossom.
Jake and Brittany stopped when they reached the old farm. The owner had let most of the flowers die off a while ago. He didn't take care of his land. In fact, a grand old eucalyptus tree used to live on his property. The tree towered over the road. It had been removed a few years earlier, but the giant stump had remained. The owner did not want to pay to have the stump taken out. Instead, he decided to burn it, turning it into a dangerous fire pit. The stump eventually sank to the earth. When it did, it left behind a crater 14 feet wide and 5 feet deep. Jake stared at the hole where the stump had once sat. He moved closer to the crater, with Brittany close behind. When they got to the edge, they looked in. They had watched the tree shrink in size for many months. They never really believed it would be gone, but it was. In the past, they had seen open flames in the stump. The fire had scared them off. Today, the white ash looked like a blanket of snow covering the hole. Jake poked his stick into the circle. The fire appeared to be gone. There was something that they didn't understand, though. Although there were no flames, the coals were still hot beneath the white cover. Jake and Brittany circled the crater, poking their sticks into the ash. Brittany reminded Jake that they were supposed to go home. Jake told her that they'd go in a minute. Then he stepped onto the inside ledge that lined the pit. It was like taking the first step into a pool. Brittany followed him. Jake made it to the other side of the crater first. Because he had, Brittany was sure that the ground was solid everywhere. But it wasn't. Brittany put her left foot down onto the ledge. Then she began to sink. At first, she didn't realize what was going on. It happened so quickly. Before she knew it, she had sunk up to her knees. It was then that Brittany began to feel intense heat beneath her feet. There was also a bitter acid taste in her mouth. A moment of stunned silence followed. The birds even seemed to hold their breath. That silence was soon shattered by an endless scream. Brittany's legs were covered in hot coals. The temperature was around 1,200 degrees, quickly destroying Brittany's thin legs. Somehow, she managed to escape. Unable to use her legs, Brittany pushed herself out of the hole with her arms. At this point, she wasn't fully aware of what she was doing. All she could think about was getting home.